There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming, playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Parking space 105A. To many, it's just 130 square feet of publicly allotted tarmac. Unless you own a 2015 Mercedes-Benz CLA. With its muscular, seductive look and distinctive diamond block grille, that parking space is transformed into a stage that showcases to others what groundbreaking style can be. See the world differently. See it in a CLA from Mercedes-Benz.
Believable.
Radio's best personalities.
The Kevin and Bean shows.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a play-by-play announcer who loves to save money. And here at Progressive, it's discounts all day. The customer's a safe driver and nails it with a discount. Signed up for paperless billing, and it's a discount from downtown. Insuring multiple vehicles, and kablam, shakalaka, fadeaway, cross-court, coast-to-coast, discount mania! Whew, should we go to commercial? Wait, this is a commercial.
With all kinds of discounts, Progressive helps you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
News it tonight. We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Carrie Sayers. Join the Wolves for a post-game skate at Allstate Arena following Saturday night's game. Bulls have won their last five in a row against the Bucks. They'll go for six straight shorthanded tonight. Taj Gibson joins Kirk Heinrich on the sidelines for tonight's tilt against the Bucks with an illness. It's the second straight game Heinrich has been out sick. 7 o'clock tip on the West Side tonight. With a good performance yesterday, it could have been a day off today for the Blackhawks. Instead, the Hawks held practice at Johnny's this morning, trying to shake off the bad vibes of a weekend that saw them get outscored 10-3 while losing back-to-back games to the Avs and Bruins. Coach Q named Scott Darling his starting goalie tomorrow night when the Hawks host the Panthers. Johnny Oduya is out a couple of weeks with an upper body injury he suffered yesterday. Javier Baez had one goal this offseason, cut down on strikeouts.
Yeah, we start working over there, seeing live pitchers over there in Puerto Rico during the winter ball. And, I mean, he works pretty good. He went over there, the other one over there. And we're still working on it. We just waiting to see more live pitching and see how it goes.
Baez worked with a Cubs hitting coach this offseason who suggested he adjust his hands to make contact more efficiently. Joe Maddon also paid him a visit during the offseason. A-Rod has arrived at Yankees camp 3 days early and was taking grounders at third this afternoon. The top-rated corner in the draft, Michigan State's Trey Waynes, ran a 4.31 40 today at the NFL Combine, the best time among DBs, second fastest of the Combine overall. UConn corner Byron Jones turned heads with a 12-foot-3-inch broad jump, which blew away the previous record by 8 inches. The top eight teams in the AP Top 25 poll remain unchanged this week, with Kentucky, Virginia, Gonzaga, Duke, and Wisconsin still rounding out the top five. Notre Dame checks in at 9. Northern Iowa, 10th. First time inside the top 10 in school history for them. This scoreboard update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in Wilmette. And stop by the Bud Light Who Needs to a Tavern Tour Friday at Pete Mitchell's in Frankfurt from 1 to 6. Come check out the broadcast and enter for your chance to win great prizes. Brought to you by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. Your Menard Square weather forecast. We have climbed out of single digits. We're at 10 right now downtown, down to 7 overnight, and we will climb back to respectability tomorrow, 30 degrees. I'm Carrie Sayers, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Oh, little ghetto rock, little Most Def. Oh, I see some dark times are coming here for the 9 to 1 p.m. slot.
I think they're already here.
What happened on the meters?
I think they're here already, aren't they?
Thank you, Carrie Sayers.
Thank you, Carrie. Have mercy.
Thank you to our guest today, Joe Cowley from the Sun-Times, Hub Arcus from ChicagoFootball.com, Bruce Levine from The Score, David Schuster from The Score. Bruce Levine doesn't mind being a third wheel, being a reliever on a date, is what he said.
You know?
That was awkward.
Mr. Cleanup Man.
Yeah, a little bit awkward.
What date?
Anybody's. It's better than staying home, is what he said. Jay Zawoski.
When he played for the Blackhawks.
What, the 50s? Right? Folks? Right in there.
Terry, he's in the back at the drive-in. Just sitting in the back.
I was going to say.
Pulling the popcorn trick on himself.
Worshipping Frank Sinatra. What are we talking about here? What the hell is going on?
It ceases to be a trick at that point, right?
Well, maybe you're fooling yourself.
Wait a second. What is this?
You got to keep it exciting, man.
A stranger every once in a while.
Oh, an advanced version of the stranger.
The popcorn infused stranger.
The dexterity of that man is amazing. Oh,
Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Adam
Harris.
Not
my whole day is ruined.
Careful with the garlic powder, right?
Quite the imagery that we have right now.
Is that real butter or not? Brian Gertz does the video stream.
You, truffle butter. You should learn about it.
And watch 670thescore.com.
A lot of bad decisions being made out here in these streets.
Brian Burns is the intern. Tomorrow, Zach Duke, the lefty with the funky reliever. He's brand new White Sox.
He just carries a smelly guy.
You got a funky reliever with a
funky delivery.
Sound of the funky reliever.
Get out of my pocket. Let's go here.
He's got Bruce Levine in the back seat.
Well, apparently so. Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Anyway, we'll talk to other people too.
Yeah, we'll do other things tomorrow.
Other things will be done. We've
got transition. This segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. Hello, men.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm hockeyed out. I'm acutely over-hockeyed.
I text this guy.
Oh, my God.
I text this guy during the Blackhawks game, and he goes, I'm getting knocked around by this hockey schedule that I'm on right now. I got a 12:30 and a 6:30, and I'm hanging out with a bunch of kids. I'm like, well.
It's not just that. It started, I crowdsourced the parenting decision on Friday of whether or not to show. It's boys' weekend. Girls were out of town.
Okay.
Whether or not to show them Slapshot. I showed him Slapshot.
There you go.
He is now in that period of now.
How
he's
old is Jason
10.
Good.
Now is starting his life having seen Slapshot, is a different part of his life. And I mean, games, it's like youth game. I had to watch every minute of that Blackhawks game.
Yeah.
Captive member of the audience. And then another.
Even
youth
after
game,
it was 6-1.
I watched every
locked and loaded
second
for the third.
I was
of that
gone.
Game.
Yeah, I was asking the people.
I wanted to be. I couldn't go. I don't want to go.
Can I leave? And they're like, nope, your target audience needs you to watch hockey, golf.
Where am I going
to
go?
No, it doesn't. Downtown Crystal Lake.
Where am I supposed to go? I couldn't.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, after the four goal second period.
The whole team's watching and we're eating our burgers and resting up for our next game and there's nowhere to go. It's hockey. Hockey. Locker room.
It became a companion sport for me at that time. I treated it like baseball. Just had it on in the corner of the room and didn't watch over that much.
Could have done that.
That's what the third period was of that thing.
It wasn't left. Goaltending.
No. Oh, there's a couple softies, but there was
Ronta was worse than Crawford.
Yeah, Ronta was.
Ronta was awful.
The one that Ronta let in as soon as he came in.
The last one, glove side to Crawford, was the worst one, and the Avalanche one was bad. But that's fine. Yeah. Exactly. There are people around him with sticks in front of him that don't give a damn that people are crashing in on him.
The Ronta
Michael
one,
Roosevelt and Brandon Saad are sitting there like, all right, dude.
The Ronta one, he skated out to cut off the angle and still managed to leave the entire net open behind him. I don't even know how he did it.
What's weird is you got the Bulls and the Hawks with the same problem. The exact same problem. They can't prevent the opponent from getting
their leaders
the look.
Are mutes.
Well, they can't. Well, that they can't prevent their opponent from getting whatever look they want whenever they want it. Whatever they want. Even the Suns, the Pistons. Yeah. What are you doing?
Well, you can't do anything about that when that guy wants
it's
to play.
It's a ball screen.
You can't do anything. You can't do anything about that guy.
Did you
see wants to
Tony
play like
Snell
that.
Is standing there and no, Drummond no, is doing and the Moses
that's,
Malone play
the safest
himself,
thing to do.
And Tony's still standing by himself with a cup of coffee. I mean, yeah. Hit him in the balls or something.
No, that's the same thing to do. No, just let him go.
Snake bite. Exactly.
Left hook, jump shot. Right hook jump shot, that dude is 23 and 15 easy.
And free throws.
But he can't, exactly. He has no offensive awareness yet. Like, he's either going too fast or not calling for the ball.
He's a horse.
He's 275 pounds and spry. If that can happen, that's what... And
sounds
that's
like a D-lineman at the combine.
Real deal. And that's why the Joakim Noah, Pau Gasol, you know, Taj Gibson dominance of the Suns, enjoy that. You're going to go up now against, in the playoffs, you're going to go up against Mozgov, Perkins, Thompson. Okay, a couple of those guys like to throw their weight around
Perkins
a little bit.
Perkins a bum now,
but
though.
He is a bum.
But I wanted but Perkins.
Know, he is a bum, but guess what he'll do? He'll
beat the hell out of you.
He may not get the rebound, but he's going to make sure he fouls the hell out of you and makes you think twice about going to get that rebound.
I was telling these guys on Friday about that. I wanted his six fouls in 10, 12 minutes and keep him off the Cavs.
And look at the Wizards. If Wall and Beal understand, because Bradley's having a tough time understanding where he falls in the grand scheme of things and is coming out of that locker room now that John is being a more vocal leader and a lot of guys can't deal with it because he hasn't gone through it. And Paul Pierce has kind of given him the G stamp, like, listen to him. Don't listen to me. That's the dude. And Bradley Beal is like, we came in this together. Why all of a sudden does his voice matter more? If they can get that right, because they haven't been playing good basketball.
Because he's better.
Well, that's the thing.
More important.
He's better guy with the ball. Nene more important
Gortat,
player.
Nene, yep. Gortat,
who?
Humphreys.
I don't know who Nene
Blair.
Is.
They got some. You got guys that can get pushed
around.
Yeah,
they're a problem
with the Bulls.
You know what? Yeah. Actually, the Suns aren't any good, but I kind of like Alex Len.
Yeah, no, he can move.
I'm telling you, there are a couple guys in this league right now in Rudy Gobert and Alex Len. There are some long, fast, decent bigs who are above the rim guys who aren't just big lummoxes. Mm-hmm. And tonight you're going to get a look at a team that is trouble for
Real
the Bulls
length.
In the future.
Real length.
I mean, I don't know the outcome tonight, but.